This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Brookings Institution finds highly rated businesses in black majority neighborhoods earn less revenue than businesses with similar quality ratings that are outside of black neighborhoods, Yelp kind of ratings. And Brookings estimates that that means losses of up to $4 billion a year for those companies. The city of Nashville earns a lot of money from tourists, and now for the first time, two black-owned restaurants are coming to a street that's long been a tourist magnet. WPLN's Ambriel Crutchfield reports on the tastes of new diversity on a street most associated with country music and honky-tonks.
A hot chicken dish typically means you get a cayenne spice piece of chicken that sits on top of white bread and is dressed with dill pickles. Prince's Hot Chicken Shack started this style of deep frying back in the 1930s. Andre Prince runs her family business and recalls what downtown represented when she was growing up.
The women wore gloves and hats. Can you imagine as if they were going to church?
When Prince was coming downtown in the 1950s and 60s, black entrepreneurs like her were being redlined and segregated to their neighborhoods. That legacy still resonates in Nashville and nationwide. Now Prince's Hot Chicken Shack is one of two black-owned restaurants moving to Nashville's Lower Broadway, one of the city's most iconic business districts. The owners of Prince's and the Artisan Pizza Shop, Slim and Husky's Pizzeria, are hoping to capitalize on the tourist foot traffic here. Nashville's head of tourism, Butch Spearden, says the new development could be the gateway for tourists to explore more of the city.
If it opens people's eyes to what we have to offer, they'll want to come back and they'll want to go to the original location.
Slim and Husky's already has two locations in the city. At one of them in South Nashville, Jeremiah McCurry is in the kitchen chopping up pizzas for online orders.
This pizza right here, this is a custom-made pizza. They got black olive, red pepper, bacon.
Slim and Husky serves up pizzas with names like Preem and Got Five on it, which are all takes on songs and pay homage to black hip-hop culture. When tourists come into town, Slim and Husky's co-owner Clint Gray wants people to associate pizza with his company.
And it's very important for them to know that it's not just cowboy boots and country music downtown, but that downtown should be a representation of, you know, what Nashville is made of 100%. And we're part of that fabric.
And they hope to bring in tourist dollars. In 2019, visitors to Nashville spent $7.5 billion. In Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Ambriel Crutchfield for Marketplace.